Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science with Dr. Chris Smith and with Dr. Kat Arney. We're from the Naked Scientists. In part one, we found out what drugs are, how they're tested, and how things can sometimes go wrong and produce unwanted effects. We also looked at smoking and nicotine addiction. Now we're going to find out about another recreational drug, alcohol.
When we talk about alcohol, we really mean ethanol. This is the chemical name for the type of alcohol found in drinks such as wine, beer and spirits. Alcohol is actually a depressant, meaning that it slows down signals in the nerves and the brain.
But some people like to have a drink because it helps them to relax.
Well, that's true, but too much alcohol can make you lose your self-control and do all sorts of things. This could not only be really embarrassing, but it could also be dangerous. And you might not realise how much you're drinking and get ill. And drinking a lot at once can actually make you unconscious. It may even lead to a coma. And rarely, it can lead to death by alcohol poisoning.
So what sorts of problems can alcohol cause if you drink too much of it over a long period of time?
Well, it can cause damage to your liver and to your brain as well. It also contains calories, so it makes you put on weight. It's also addictive, and people who become addicted to alcohol are alcoholics.
Okay, so we've talked about drugs that can be prescribed by doctors. We've also talked about drugs like tobacco and alcohol that can be bought over the counter and are recreational. But what about illegal drugs?
Well, when we talk about illegal drugs, it means prescription drugs that have been dangerously modified, and also chemicals and substances that are banned by law.
So what sorts of drugs are they then?
Well, these are recreational drugs, drugs taken by people to alter their mood. So, for example, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, these are all illegal recreational drugs, while alcohol is actually a legal recreational drug.
How do they work?
Well, drugs like heroin and cocaine alter the chemistry of the body, especially of the brain, and these changes can make someone become addicted. So if they stop taking the drug, they'll get very unpleasant side effects. While tobacco and alcohol are still addictive drugs, heroin and cocaine are highly addictive and they can cause permanent mental problems.
What about other health effects?
Well as causing addiction, recreational drugs can have other knock-on effects. So, for example, people may choose to spend money on drugs rather than on food, or their drug use could put them in dangerous situations. So, for example, some drug users may turn to crime to pay for their habit, which affects the lives of them and people in their community. And many people inject heroin using syringes, and using a dirty needle that's been used by someone else could pass on diseases like HIV or hepatitis.
Which drugs are therefore judged to be the most dangerous?
Well, in 2006, a group of researchers classified drugs according to their health and social impacts, regardless of whether they were actually legal or not. And this report did show that heroin and cocaine are the two most dangerous drugs we have, while alcohol actually comes in fifth and tobacco comes in at nine.